Really appreciate that. I want to take a few minutes. We're going to talk about good news. And we're walking through Acts, and there's a story that's a rich story. We're going to kind of skip the middle part and look at the beginning and the end of that. I want to think about the good news that's expressed there and your help for a second. What's some good news you might receive? What kind of good news do people get? You would like to hear that. There's a medical school that announced at the initiation ceremony that there was no tuition fee for all the students. And the students didn't know this until they showed up at the orientation. And that would be good news. Yeah, other kinds of good news we might receive? What kind of good news would you long to hear? Yeah. That Michigan football won. We won't talk about Michigan State. Yes, good news when our team wins. Yeah, good. What other kinds of good news? A snow day. Yes, are we anticipating that already? It is good news. Yeah. A birth. Yeah, wonderful kind of good news. Another kind of good news. Yeah. All right, yeah, so in a system, in a world that we have, we long to hear standing for justice, for truth, for what is right. Yeah, something else. Yes, get our application accepted to get a job, get right. So, you know, all of these things, who's qualified to give you good news?
A client bank.
A client bank. Yes, yes. All these good things, right? We long for this. And who can give good news?
I'll take good news from anybody.
Yeah. Who's qualified to give good news? Somebody who knows good news, right? It doesn't have to be somebody who has a paper published to be able to tell you your paper is published, right? It doesn't have to be somebody who has got children to be able to say there was a birth, right? The people who share good news, all they have to do is have that good news. And so, just going to read a couple of verses about people who share good news, and their qualification was they knew the good news, right? It wasn't that they were great people, it's that they knew the good news. And let me just walk through sin and shame. The good news when we talk about the gospel, and I'm just going to highlight these words: God, sin and shame, grace, and faith and worship. When we talk about the good news in Christianity, what we talk about is, first of all, the God who is holy, entirely good. He is all-powerful, and he's the loving creator. And that's good news. And yet, there is bad news. And the bad news is this, that each person has decided to go our own way, which we sometimes call sin, breaking our relationship with God, which we see as shame. And this is true for every last one of us. And this is a problem when the person that we've broken the relationship with is the all-powerful God. So that means the better the first one is, the worse trouble we're in with the second. If God weren't all-powerful, if he weren't all-loving, then our offending him, our creating a break in the relationship, wouldn't be a big deal. But it is. And this is true of every last one of us, no matter where we are. No matter where we grew up, no matter what we've experienced, this is true of every last one of us, that there is a loving, holy God, and we've decided to go our own way. We've decided his advice maybe isn't, you know, it's advice. I'll take that into consideration, and I'll think of other things too, and then I'll decide what is best. And we bring shame when we choose to go our own way. And so grace is this idea that God sent his son Jesus to give us this priceless gift. Right, he paid for our sin, and he took our shame on himself, dying a shameful death, a horrific death, and coming to life again so he could give us life forever and today. Not just in the future, but today. This is the grace of God, entirely of his own choice, of his own goodness. His son took our sin and took our shame as his own. He said, I'll pay the price for that. I'll take the shame on myself so that I can give you life. And our response to this is simply this. We receive this gift simply by accepting it by faith and bowing in worship. We worship a God of such love. And that's it. That is the good news. And what it takes to share this good news is to know the good news. Let me just read a couple of verses from Acts 8. We've seen in Acts, so if you have your Bible, you want to turn there. I'm just going to read about four or five verses. We've seen here a time when there was persecution and a man named Stephen was killed because he said he believes this. And he was killed, and as soon as he was killed, everybody was being chased out of Jerusalem, out of their home. And here's what the author in Acts tells us happened. This is Acts chapter 8, verse 4. Those who had been scattered preached the word wherever they went. Those who were scattered went out and told people this. But why were they scattered? Because people were trying to arrest them and kill them. But what did they do? They went out and they said, this is what we know. They told people, and this word scattered, it's tied to the word for sowing seed. When they were scattered, they were spread out like planting seeds. And so the rest of the story goes on to tell about this man named Philip who went to the people that he hated, and they hated him. But you know, they had shared some common experiences that were very hard. The Samaritans, the people he went to, had been rejected by the people of God, by the Jewish people. Said, our temple is a holy place, you can't come here. But Philip experienced something similar. He also had been rejected, even though he was very distant from these Samaritan people. Yet they shared something in common, because he was also being chased by the people who were persecuting him. And so he says, I want you to know there is a holy God. I want you to know that all of us are in trouble because we've made these choices. I want you to know about his grace. And I want you to know it's entirely ours if we'll just bow in faith and in worship. The Holy Spirit was at work. We'll look at how he did amazing things. But the bottom line is, he didn't come and say, look at me. My life's going great. You probably want to be like me. He said, look at me. I'm running for my life. But I know that there's a holy God. And I was in trouble except for his kindness to me. And he said, it's a gift. You can receive it by faith as you bow and worship this God. And by the power of the Holy Spirit, people saw God. And people responded. Luke tells us that people told us wherever they went. And so I just want to share the challenge today. Do you know this? And do you know this head, heart, and hands? For some of us, we're beginning to understand it. Some of us, we're starting to take this into our hearts. For some of us, this is a reality. This is my hope, that there's a God who is so kind, a God who gives and sacrifices so that my shame is taken away. And if you know this, you're qualified to share it. There's a big difference between saying, I have perfect knowledge and I have real knowledge. And sometimes I'm afraid to say this because I don't have perfect knowledge. And I don't live a perfect life. And I'm discouraged. And why would anybody who's discouraged tell people about a God like this? And yet that's exactly what the people did. As they were running for their lives, they say the reason we're running is because there's a God like this. And we don't know everything. We don't have all the answers, but we really know that that's true. And they went and they told people wherever they went. I doubt many of us today are feeling the reality of being chased, of somebody trying to put us in jail for things because we say we believe this. Our challenges are quite different. Our challenges often are broken relationships or feeling shame about something in my life or feeling guilt or just the busyness of life and all the things I'm supposed to get done and I can't get it done. And I think, so who am I to tell anybody about this good news? But Luke tells us the qualification to tell the good news is to know the good news. So if you know it, find a way to share it. It's not because we're good. It's not because we've got life together. It's not because it's all okay for me. It's challenging, and I stumble so often. Yet my qualification to tell the good news is that I know the good news, and God has given His Spirit. So I encourage you, I challenge you, today, this week, wherever you go, wherever you find yourself, say, I know the good news, and wherever I go, I want people to know it. I want them to see it, and one key way to do that is just tell people, what's something good you've seen God do? Have you seen something good this morning? Have you heard something good this morning? Have you experienced God's healing or in some way He's brought hope? If He's done that, find a time today, this week, to tell somebody. I don't have it all figured out. I have a lot of questions and struggles, but here's what I do know. I know there is a God who is all-powerful, who is all good, who is all loving, and I've offended Him. I brought shame on myself because I've gone my own way, and yet, you know what? He chased me. He gave His Son to take my shame away. Gave it to me as a gift. That's what I know. I can tell you all the things I don't know. I can tell you the things I don't do well. But this I know, there's a God of great love who proved it. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank You for the good news. We thank You that when we tell people about You, we're not going to tell how life is so good for us now that we know You. We're not going to tell people that we used to struggle in life, but now we don't. We're not going to tell people that all the difficulties are past. You've called us to tell people about Jesus, about Your great love. So, Father, I pray that wherever we go, whatever we encounter this week, whether it's going to class or to work or to care for a house or to care for people or to have fun with people or doing things, Father, I pray that wherever we go, You would give us the courage and the boldness to tell about Your goodness, to tell about Your work, most of all, to tell people. And as Philip did this, we're told that there was great joy. And we pray that Your joy would be known by people in our lives as Your goodness is known, as Your grace is known. We thank You, Father, that we are not the ones who are qualified. You are qualified. You are glorious. And You've asked us just to let people know that. So, Father, give us courage to do that today and this week. We thank You for Jesus. Thank You for opening our hearts to Him. We pray that more and more people would see His glory and turn to Him to receive this joy and this life that is ours entirely as a gift. Through Jesus, we pray. Amen.